When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Johnny Kemp, my main man, just got paid the original Fly Jam for Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda the Heart Melda has come back from vacation. You spun on your head all the way from Boston.
I did.
Which is a little...
Very tired.
Yeah, you must be very tired. Welcome back, Esmeralda
the Heart Melda. That cobblestone is a bummer on my head.
And DJ Shagru just came out of the TARDIS. Beret, vest, big shoes with the goldfish in the heels, tuft, ready to go. And Veronica, we didn't come up with a name for Veronica Carter, right? For Fly Jams Friday?
It's got to be kind of a jamming name. Let's see.
Yeah. DJ VC?
That would work.
There you go. All right, DJ VC. All right, there you go. All right, we got some fly jams. Now, normally I pick the three fly jams, but I figured I do that every week. So this week I let Esmeralda pick a couple and Veronica, DJ VC, pick one as well. So let's start with our first one is an Esmeralda request, DJ. That's fly. Tell everybody who that is.
That is Monsieur Larocque. I have no idea who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I found them when I was in college because I worked at the radio station, so we got like a million CDs all the time.
Right.
And the whole album is just this kind of stuff.
It's like cool.
Fly jam kind of stuff with funny names. Like that one's called Hawaii Bikini Inspector. It's like, okay.
That's cool. Very cool. All right. That was fly. A nice way to kick off fly jams. All right. 6-3.
Very quickly, Bennett checked in. He thinks that Veronica's nickname should be Vicky Veronica.
Oh, that works.
A playoff of yours.
Oh, I see. Vicky Veronica.
That sounds better. Yeah.
Okay. Vicky Veronica. Okay.
I think we have to play up on the Carter, though. There's so many Carters that are in fly jam history.
Yeah.
That's true. Huh?
Who's the guy who did Strokin'?
Oh.
Remember, what was it? Okay, that's going to make out of context. Clarence Carter. Right, Clarence Carter. By the way, one of my dad's favorite songs in the world is Strokin' by Clarence Carter. My dad loves that song.
I'm trying to think of the song in my head.
Oh, you've never heard it?
I'm sure I have.
Oh, yeah, you've heard it. Trust me. Yeah. Can we find DJ Shagru? Can we play a little Clarence Carter? Used, by the way, beautifully and brilliantly in the movie Killer Joe. Just unbelievably, brilliantly, hilariously used at the end of Killer Joe. Oh, man, I love that movie. Clarence Carter. So it's Vicky
Veronica. Yeah.
All right. Do we have Clarence Carter? I spoke it to the west, and I spoke it to the woman that I love the best. I've been stalking. Let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love?
Your dad liked this.
My dad loves this song.
He sounds a little Tom Jonesy.
He's Clarence Carter. He does that at one point.
My mom would have totally banned that song from our house.
Did you recognize it at all, Veronica? No. Seriously, you've never heard Strokin' before?
I guess not.
Wow. All right.
Because my mom probably would have banned it from our house.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my dad. Every time he goes to a wedding, he requests that they play Strokin'. All right, we got to take a break here. We got the news coming up, and we'll get back to Fly Jams Friday. Your requests, 312-981-7200 for all your Fly Jams. Some lines are open, 312-981-7200. News is next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6. Veronica, that was your choice.
I love Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy, I smell trouble. Yeah.
You know, I was going to be mean and pick something kind of Motown-y.
Yeah.
Well, I have to admit, I know a lot of Motown songs because of my mother, but I also know a ton of Motown songs because of remakes by Donnie and Marie.
Oh, boy.
I know. So I was going to pick one. But
by Donnie and Marie, the Donnie and Marie version?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
It Takes Two comes to mind.
Oh, no.
I knew so many Motown songs, and I didn't realize until I was older that they were...
Because of Donnie and Marie?
Yes. I didn't know that they weren't originals at the time because I was so young.
When was he ever a little bit rock and roll? He claimed to be.
You know, rock stars don't sing about puppy love. That's just...
No,
you know.
Absolutely not. And they call it puppy love. Esmeralda, you did not experience firsthand the phenomenon of Donnie and Marie or the Osmonds.
That was the first album I ever owned. I think I was like 5 or 6 years
old. The Osmonds?
Just Donnie with Puppy Love.
Oh, Donnie Osmond. Oh.
Kind of big teeth.
Oh, that was a big, that was a that, thing.
That was old smiles.
That was a family thing.
Yeah, that was a whole family, and it was a joke, you know. And they know they had some serious choppers.
Yeah.
You know what song was rocky, but it wasn't just Donnie?
What?
Crazy Horses. Do you remember that song?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Is it Donnie by himself?
No, it's the Osmond Brothers.
Oh, it's the Osmonds?
Crazy Horses was actually... it is a
Crazy
weird...
Horses?
It's a
What
weird
the hell is
song.
That?
You don't know that song.
I don't think I know Crazy Horses. I was not a big Osmonds, you know.
I can imagine that. Yeah.
I was not a big Osmond guy. When we played that 87.7 commercial a little bit earlier...
We got to find it.
MeTV, they play Bread on there.
Yeah, I liked Bread back
then. Of course.
Then,
yeah. Of course you did. Uh-oh. There's a message from you in the air. Come from crazy horses riding everywhere. It's so morning. It's every tongue got to stop them crazy horses on the run. What a show. What the hell is going on?
There he is. He's a little bit rock and roll.
You got to get to the Crazy Horses part. It's really weird.
Crazy Horses?
Here he comes.
Crazy Horses. Crazy Horses. Never stop.
All right. What the hell? What year was that?
That was before Donnie was even... That was Merle singing, the main singer. I know everything Osmonds. I do.
That's terrifying.
I had every single Osmond album there ever was.
Yeah.
Loved them all. Didn't matter how dumb it was. It's like watching a bad movie. Back then you loved it.
Wow.
Now you listen to it going, what?
Crazy Horses.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Reminds me of when TV shows be like, yeah, and then there's this band that everyone loves, and it's just a fake band, and they have a fake song.
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
This is just some band, some fake band with some crazy song called Crazy Horses.
Yeah, like they're metal, and then they play some
they
weird
play
generic-y
Crazy Horses.
Thing.
That's funny. All right. I never knew that song. All right. Let's get back to the Fly Jams. Now that my image of the Osmonds has been completely altered.
Crazy Horses.
Crazy Horses. All right. Do you think maybe that's where Neil Young got the inspiration to name his band?
He was a huge Osmond fan.
He was up there in Canada thinking, what am I going to name my band?
What's funny is you have a song like that, and then you have on the complete opposite end. You know, I remember a song, Let My People Go.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Bible story you know, song.
Well, they were Mormons.
Yes.
And they made that fact known. And they had big teeth, and they rode crazy horses. All right, 630 area code. You gotta feel that heat, and we can ride the boogie. Share that heat of love. I'm gonna rock with you. right, 630 area code. That's my favorite. That's my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Great Michael Jackson
yeah,
song.
Yeah, from my favorite Michael Jackson album, Off the Wall. I think from Thriller on, nothing.
I loved Off the Wall, too.
Yeah, Off the Wall is the best album. Off the Wall is Michael Jackson's best album. There's a couple of things on Thriller I like, but after that, nothing.
When you hear Off the Wall, you understand why he was called the king. The rest of it was just kind of goofy stuff. Yeah. But
I agree. I'm with you. All right, let's go to the phones here. Here's Harold on WGN.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, for the music video, wasn't Michael Jackson wearing one of the Commodore's costumes?
He looked like it. It was all glittery. He had like...
You know, borrow it from them?
Yeah.
The blue pants things that shot up in the air, like the alien costume.
Yep.
All right. There's a song by Spinal Tap, Sex Farm. Well, there's a version called Funky Sex Farm. And you know what's funny is you watch a video on YouTube. It's shot recently, but they're talking about Nigel's talking about going on a cross country holiday, and he's like, you know, he says there's like plenty of sex farms out there, and Michael McKean's like looking at him like stunned. He's like, really? And he's like, yeah, there's like all up and down the roads, you know. And he's like, just see the women out there, you know. He's describing it all.
Okay, now who does this funky sex farm?
It is Spinal Tap.
It's Spinal Tap doing Funky Sex Farm. All right, well, let's hear it.
Working on a sex farm, trying to raise some hard love, getting out of my pitchfork, poking your head. In your hen house, oh. Sniffing out your feed bag, slipping out your back door, leaving my spray.
That's pretty great. How have I not heard that? I mean, I know the regular version of Sex Farm. How have I not heard that?
Sniffing out your feed bag.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
It is hilarious.
God, Spinal Tap. Phenomenal. Yeah. I love that movie. And it's weird because, I mean, I love that movie. I adore that movie like most people do. But I don't like any of the other Christopher Guest documentary movies. Don't like any of them. The reason why I think Spinal Tap is great is because Rob Reiner was involved. Because Rob Reiner directed it. Because I just, the Christopher Guest movies, I'm in the minority on this. I've talked to you about this before.
Yeah.
The Christopher Guest movies to me are unbelievably mean-spirited. And the jokes are cheap. It's like Christopher Guest makes these movies and he hates every character. There's nothing but disdain for the characters. Those movies just make me uncomfortable. They just leave a bad taste in my mouth. I laugh every once in a while. And you can't argue the immensely talented people that are in those movies. I mean, the people are unbelievable, particularly Fred Willard, who rules. But everybody's talented. It's just that the tone in the movie is just so mean, and the jokes are so cheap. God, they all drove me nuts. Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman. They all made me nuts. I was just like, God, you hate everybody. Every character that you created, Mr. Guest, you hate. You're just going to mock them and, you know, mock them incessantly for an hour and a half. I know I'm the only one, but I've tried. I've tried. I've tried to watch Waiting for Guffman 3-4 times, and I can't get through it. I mean, I watched it all the way through the first time. You know, I don't know. But it's funny because, like, it's not in concept, it's not at all. None of them are at all different than Spinal Tap in concept. You know, like, take a target, like heavy metal's an easy target. But for some reason in Spinal Tap, it works. Like, you know, I actually liked those guys, and I was rooting for them, you know, to do well on their tour. And I was upset when the puppet show got top billing over them. And, you know... But in Waiting for Guffman, it's like, oh, look at how idiotic these community theater people are. They're morons. And look at these idiots who have dogs and go to dog shows. It's just, I don't know. Leave a bad taste in my mouth. But anyway, that Funky Sex Farm is good. It's good. All right, let's get one more real quick one in here. Paul requested this one.
Take my hand, let's hit the floor. Yeah.
right, man.
I was just talking about this
song rules.
Like a
I love
few
it.
Days ago.
I love it. Jermaine Stewart. Has, and this guy's got some hair. You want to see some hair, some 80s hair? Hey, Dan, you see the video for this?
I did. It's pretty spectacular.
Oh, man. It's awesome. Yeah. You know, we can just, we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. We'll drink some cherry wine. That's the best, man. I love that. I love that song. Oh, man. All right. Paul requested that. You know who else loved that, song? Hey, listen.
He would.
He did. He loved it. He and acting Mayor Eugene Sawyer used to listen to it all the time while drinking cherry wine.
After the break and after a few phone calls, we have a Eugene Sawyer update courtesy of one of our listeners.
Oh, wow.
So stay tuned.
What?
Yep.
All right. Joe, if you're listening up there in heaven, buddy, we got an update on your pal, acting Mayor Eugene Sawyer. All right, let's take a break. Welcome back, everybody. Friday morning, that means it's Fly Jams Friday. The Fly Jams continue. Esmeralda, you picked this one?
Yes.
Explain to everyone.
It's Junior Senior. Mm-hmm. Move Your Feet.
Move Your Feet by Junior Senior.
Yes.
All right.
You don't know Junior Senior?
I do not.
They had that, what was it?
What era are we talking about?
Early 2000s.
Yeah, that's probably
two
why I don't.
Swedish dudes.
Those dudes are Swedish?
Yeah, I think they're Swedish or Ooh. German or something like that. something over there.
Something blonde with blue eyes.
Europeans. They had, you know what?
They're either German or Swedish or something like that.
They had one of their songs is the theme to that Looney Tunes movie, The Coconuts.
Oh, you mean the Looney Tunes Return movie?
Yeah.
With Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Well, the Coconuts.
Yeah,
song. Yeah
that's them?
That's them.
Oh, I love that movie. I adore that movie. Oh, my God, do I love that movie. It should have been a huge hit, and it bombed. You know, and then that damn Space Jam movie made like $40 billion, and it sucked. And then they make like a really smart, great Looney Tunes movie, and nobody goes to see it. So good, Jenna Elfman's good in it, and I can't stand her.
Oh no!
Have you seen it? Right, the Looney Tunes movie back in action?
I have not.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good. Well, nobody has. Dan, have you seen Looney Tunes back in action?
No, I haven't. But Junior Senior, by the way, is from Denmark.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go. One of those places.
I was close.
You were close. Yeah, you were close. Anyway, see Looney Tunes back in action, everybody. Seriously, it's great. I'm not kidding. It really is. It's not quite Roger Rabbit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's in that. It's definitely in that area of being. It's great. Really great. And it makes Space Jam look like the piece of crap it is. I hate what they did to the Looney Tunes in Space Jam. It just makes me mad. Joe Dante directed Looney Tunes back in action. He rules. I'm just getting mad now.
Anyway.
Nobody went to go see the Looney Tunes movie, except for those guys from Denmark.
You should show it at your...
If I could find it. They probably have buried it somewhere.
Oh, no.
If you've not seen it, folks, you need to see it. It's so good. It's phenomenal. Oh. All right. I got to calm down. Here's Fly Jam Bob to calm me down. Hi,
hey,
Bob.
Nick.
All right.
Cherry Wine. How about Sweet Cherry Wine by Tommy James?
Tommy James and the Shondells, baby.
The trumpet on that song.
It's a great song.
Anyway, Duran Duran on eBay, $175 or best offer.
The Game no Arena. $175 for the Game
Hasn't
Arena.
Hasn't been played yet.
Hasn't been played. It's sealed. Should we put in 20 bucks each?
What is it for?
It's the board game, the arena board,
the board
Duran Duran board game.
Oh,
that
when you said game, I was thinking video game.
No, it's a board game. $175 for a Duran Duran board game.
Are they there? Does Duran Duran?
Yeah,
bring
they
it
should.
To
they
you?
Bring it to you for $175. Simon Le Bon needs to deliver it directly to my bedroom.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right. What do you got, Bob?
You know, last week Jasmine called in and asked a question that comes up a lot: what constitutes fly jam? And specifically, she wanted to know if Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin qualified.
Yeah.
So this morning I've got a new feature called Fly Jam School. Here's track one from CD1, of the original Fly Jams 2-CD set that inspired everything.
Okay.
Dan tells me this is a repeat, so it's for school purposes.
All right.
Here's Boys to Men with their first single, Motown Philly.
Yes. That's Fly, Bob. That's Fly. That's how it all started.
I've got your set. I've got the first CD now.
Oh, you got it.
Yes, I can give you all the information if you want it.
All right.
The only thing I don't have is the original print on the CD.
Okay, somebody stole mine. I'll never forgive them. I'll never forgive them. All right, Bob, thank you.
Jasmine has great taste for a young person.
She does. She's awesome.
Yeah, right. Bobby Darin would have been as big as Frank Sinatra if he didn't die from a heart attack.
Yep. All right.
He was married to Teen Idol.
Yes.
Hey, you know, when I called in Tuesday, you mentioned Litton's, and I thought of Carol's Red Hanger Shops. Do you remember those?
I do.
Used to advertise on WLS, WCFL, Art Roberts, when I used to listen to my earphone under the pillow.
Got it. All right, Bob, thanks.
And I saw Hard Day's Night originally at Harlem Irving Drive-In, too.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Take care.
All right, take care. I got it. Let's say, are we going to, because I have to.
We'll lose the call.
We have to lose the call. So can we, what are we doing?
I'll send them pizzas.
Yeah, send them pizzas. Send Jeff and Kevin a pizza. We couldn't get to their Fly Jams because we're going to lose the calls because I'm going to do this. And we're going to talk to Steve and find out what's happening on the opening bell. Hey, Steve.
I would gladly take the pizza and you could take their calls if that is a choice.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to be talking with Paul Nolte, who's in the house this morning, our portfolio manager. It's been a rough week after the interest rate hike. We'll see what the markets are doing. We'll see what our portfolio is doing. And coming up later in the broadcast, we're going to get you out of town free under $200. How about that for airfare? Or under $500 to Europe? We can do it. Coming up on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend. All right. We got one more quick Fly Jam here. And this is Amanda wanted to hear this. Since you've been gone. And she also, when she requested that, said it's a lot better than The Outfield. Because they have a song called Since You've Been Gone. Remember, we had The Outfield. We had to know about the, you know.
Yeah.
I was giving you all the advice on everybody should know about The Outfield.
Yeah.
When you're at, did you use that in Boston at all to break ice at parties? All the information that you had about The Outfield?
I just stood in the middle of the street and yelled it.
And yelled all the information about it.
It's like a preacher preaching about The Outfield.
Rachel sent us this story. A Southside water filtration plant has been named after former Mayor Eugene Sawyer. Alderman Edward Burke, the acknowledged historian of the Chicago City Council, said it's fitting the South Water Filtration Plant now bears Eugene Sawyer's name. Mayor Sawyer was professionally educated as a chemist and early in his career worked in the water department. Mayor Rahm Emanuel said Sawyer, who became mayor after the late Mayor Harold Washington passed away, took over at a tumultuous time for Chicago and calmed the waters with a steady hand. Sawyer's son, Roderick Sawyer, says he's grateful to see his father remembered this way. This is a truly humbling experience to have something named after your dad while you're sitting in the office that he held for so long after so many people. Several members of Sawyer's family and friends were on hand at the dedication of the water filtration plant now bears his name. That's pretty cool. It should
That's
say
nice.
Acting Mayor Eugene Sawyer's water filtration. Shouldn't they add acting mayor?
I think so.
You know who was on the Odyssey last night? Only acting Mayor Eugene Sawyer.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that in the news this week, and I started laughing so hard. And I meant to send it to you, too.
Because of
the
only acting Mayor Eugene Sawyer.
Every time I see the guy's name, I have to say acting mayor before.
We can thank my late friend Joe for that. All right.
Know.
Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
And I'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
All right. We'll take a break.